we have the incredible privilege to read Parsha Shlach this coming Shabbos. And there are certain stories that no matter how many times you read them, we are overcome by the profundity, by the pain of the episode. And so in this week's Parsha, we read about the fact that Klal Yisrael is right about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu sends a group of pious individuals on what was to be a simple reconnaissance mission. Go in, look at the land. Go and see if the land is good, if it's not so good. And in the Mefarshim understand, see what the resources are. Are there fortified cities? Do the inhabitants live in open cities? Is there abundant produce? Bring us back some specimens from the land. All of this in order to engage in a simple reconnaissance mission. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Klal Yisrael was going to transition into a different type of life. A life where they would have to take ownership over the direction, their trajectory of their destiny. A life where they would not be able to rely on man from the heavens or on the cloud of God to protect them by day and the fire at night. They would have to roll up their sleeves and ultimately become the architects of their lives. And this reconnaissance mission was to be the first step in that journey. But after Moshe Rabbeinu gives the instructions, the Torah says something amazing. This is in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chof, chapter 13, verse 20. The Torah writes, "Umah ha'aretz hashmeinahi imraza." Look at the land. Look at the land. Shmeinah literally means, is it fat? Imraza, is it lean? Hayesh ba eitz im ayin, does it have trees, fruit trees or not? Vischazaktem, be strong. Ulakachtem mi pri aretz, and bring back some of the fruits of the land. Okay, all very interesting. But then the pasuk ends off by saying, Vahayomim yemei bikurei anavim, that this was the time of year, these days, the days that the miraculum of the spies went, were the days of the grape harvest. And the Mefarshim tried to understand, why did the Torah feel the need to go ahead and tell us this fact? What does it matter to us that the Yomim, the days, are the Yemei Bikurei Anavim, are the days of the grape harvest? What does it matter if it's the grape harvest, the wheat harvest, the barley harvest? What does it make any difference for the narrative? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says in his Sichos, "Ki apiros hachashuvim v'hamishubachim biyoser hem anavim." The choicest, the best, the most superior types of fruit are the grapes. Why? Mechevan sheruuyim lo rak la'achila, ela odzos al yidei drichas uschitas ha'anavim, niskale pinimiyusam yayin. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, ultimately, grapes are unique in that grapes serve a dual purpose. Of course, there's the fruit, there's the grape itself, but it's also, if you press the grape, you get what is considered to be the best of all drinks, wine. And so the Rebbe goes on to explain so beautifully that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, or the Torah's kind of foreshadowing to us, that the land is superior and that there was going to be an abundant grape harvest. Grape representing this fruit that gives you both food as well as drink. And not only drink, but the superior of all drinks, wine. But I think in the words of the Rebbe, Torah HaKadosha is teaching us an incredible lesson about Eretz Yisrael, but also about life. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbe's words are very, very specific. There's only one way to get wine. You can't gently speak to the grape. You can't gently coax the grape. You can't gently coerce the grape to give you its wine. But rather, again, sha'al yidei drichas uschitas ha'anavim. The grape has to be stomped. The grape has to be squeezed. Only then, miskale pinimiyusam. Only then can the inside of the grape truly be exposed. And I think what the Rebbe is teaching us is Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach the miraculum a very important lesson. Sometimes the beauty of Eretz Yisrael cannot necessarily be seen on the surface. Sometimes a person looks at Eretz Yisrael, and I have the great schus to be recording this message to you from Eretz Yisrael. There's so much politics, and there's so many difficulties, and so many challenges, and so much dispute and discord. It's between the Israelis and the Arabs, between the Arabs and the Arabs, between the Jews and the Jews. And so sometimes we get all caught up in that external layer of discord, that external layer of strife, that external layer of just challenge. But Eretz Yisrael is like the grape. the beauty of the grape, which is the wine. The real beauty of the grape is the wine. And the proof that the beauty of the grape is the wine is that wine gets its own bracha of borei pri agafen. But that beauty could only be seen when you delve beneath the surface. Only when you look deep. Only when you peel back the layer. Only when you squeeze away all of the impurities can you find the wine. So too, to seek after the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Meraglim, is he going to have to stomp on the grapes? You're going to have to peel away the grape skins, the impurities, the sediment, in order to find the beautiful, delicious wine that rolls around your palate with its full bouquet. Eretz Yisrael is not just simply like the grapes, but it's like the wine that can only be found after a person strives and struggles to peel back all of the things. You know, a person sometimes can become so just enamored with the grape or so focused on the externality of the grape, analyzing the grape, talking about the grape, synthesizing the grape, that they forget that you have to get beneath the grape. You have to get to the juices that are locked in the grape. It's only when you see beneath the surface, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim, that you'll be able to see the beauty of the land. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was not naive. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the dangers inherent in this journey of the Meraglim, but he had confidence in them. He thought that they would be able to see the wine within the grape, and that they wouldn't get all caught up in the externalities and the superficial things. He thought they'd be able to peel away the skins and the pits and everything else to get to the juice. But ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if he over-assessed their abilities, or just simply they did not rise to the occasion. They got so focused on the grapes, and they were never able to get to the wine. But the Rebbe is not just teaching us a lesson in Eretz Yisrael. It's also teaching us a profound lesson in life. That life is like the grape in two ways. Sometimes the most beautiful things in life only come about in the aftermath of challenge. Sometimes without what the Rebbe calls the dricha u deschito, sometimes without the pressing and the crushing circumstances, sometimes without the challenges, we are unable to realize the sweetness that we possess. We're unable to realize the beautiful wine that we possess. Sometimes it's only through the difficult circumstances which open up our eyes are we able ultimately again to realize the beautiful sweetness in life. No one likes challenge. No one likes adversity. No one likes suffering. But we all know very well that sometimes the kohos that we possess, the abilities and the traits that we possess, do not come out without some tension. Do not come out without some dricha uschita. Don't come out unless there's a force brought upon us to bear. Sometimes only when you crush the grape do you get the beautiful wine. Sometimes only when you crush the grape do you get that beautiful elixir. Do you get that beautiful juice? If there's no force, if there's no effort, if there's no difficult circumstances, the grape is fantastic, the grape is beautiful, and the grape is delicious, but the grape is not actualizing our potential. We all face challenges in different ways, and very often we lament those challenges, and understandably so, because sometimes they are overwhelming, and sometimes we feel like we are just simply going to be crushed underneath the weight of those challenges. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, perhaps the metaphor is v'hayomim, the days, not just the days in which the Meraglim ultimately went into Eretz Yisrael, but the yamim of a person's life are yamei bikurei anavim. The days of a person's life, the days of a person's existence, we essentially live through a 120-year grape harvest. Day after day is yamei bikurei anavim. And we have two decisions to make. Number one, will we lead superficial lives, only living life as a grape, and never trying to figure out about the wine that's locked inside? Like the Meraglim who got so carried away with the superficiality of their circumstances, all they saw was what they saw. They failed to comprehend, or at least they failed to try to comprehend, the deeper meaning of their circumstances. It is so easy to live life like one of the Meraglim. Go with the flow. Whatever you see, that's what it is. Don't contemplate, don't cogitate, don't think too much. Just look at the grapes. what opportunities lost. Our people lost the opportunity to go into Eretz Yisrael when we were supposed to, because all the Meraglim saw were the grapes, and they never saw the wine. We have to be so careful when we live life, to never look at things, or to look at ourselves, or to look at circumstances in a superficial way. When something happens to us, when something happens in the world, when something goes good or something doesn't go so good, it behooves us to look beyond the grape and try to discover the wine. And on a deeper level, when we find ourselves faced with difficulty and challenges, and the truth is, I shouldn't say when, because it's every day. V'hayomim yimei bikurei anavim. Every day is filled with his challenges. Every day is filled with his adversities. And those challenges feel like 2 tons sitting on my shoulders. Those challenges at times feel incredibly overwhelming. Those challenges feel like at the end of the day, there's just nothing I'm going to be able to do to succeed. But just know those challenges that press on me, those challenges that crush my grapes, allow me to find my wine. No one wants to learn and no one wants to grow through challenge. But zohi derech hachaim, such is the nature of life. It would be wonderful to learn our life lessons and to discover our kochos, to discover our abilities through peace, through tranquility, through beautiful circumstances and situations. But that's not the way the world is. V'hayamim yimei bikurei anavim. And so the next time we feel like the big press is pressing down upon us, the next time we feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, the next time we feel faced with life challenges or adversity that really bear down upon us, and we feel like the grape of our existence is being pressed, let us rejoice in the fact that as the grapes are being pressed, the wine is coming out. Our challenges afford us the opportunity to discover things about ourselves that we never knew before. Our adversity affords us the opportunity to discover our kochos that we never knew are possessed. This pressing of life allows us to find the inner beauty and inner holiness that we each possess and that sometimes we fail to actualize. V'hayomim yimei bikurei anavim. Life is one big grape harvest season. May we zocha mi'artza Hashem to see beneath the grape, and may we be privileged to collect the wine that comes about through our challenges, to taste its beautiful taste, to smell its beautiful aroma, to discover our abilities and our kochos, and in mi'artza Hashem use them to lead more fulfilling, dynamic, and holy lives. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.